WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. What a beautiful day. A lot of rain. Kind of chilly. And it's still coming down. Welcome to Brian's Beat, the original show born at the apex of freedom, entrepreneurship, and nomadism. It is the second day of December, quite the day too. Besides the rain, it is also Special Education Day, Special Ed Day. Lots of things went on this particular day. 1970, we said our first hello to an active Environmental Protection Agency. Sometimes I wish we could just say goodbye, EPA. But I understand that bits and pieces are a necessary evil. 1982, Barney Clark. You might not remember that name, Barney Clark. He became the first person to receive a permanent artificial heart. Whew, we've come a long way. 2001, the crooks at Enron filed for bankruptcy. And I think they got it. The protection. 2020, the United Nations Commission on Narcotics removes cannabis from the list of most dangerous drugs of the International Drug Control Treaty. That happened 5 years ago today. And that leads, well, no, it doesn't. Oh, yes, it does. It leads to the first of two Brian's Beat quotes of the day. The original, the one that you see online today. For me, success is a state of mind. I feel like success isn't about conquering something. It's being happy with who you are. For me, success is a state of mind. I feel like success isn't about conquering something. It's being happy with who you are. That quote from Britney Spears, who I believe is celebrating a birthday today. The other quote I'm going to get to in just a second, because also on this date, 1823, President Monroe, James Monroe, proclaimed American neutrality in future European conflicts, and also warned European powers not to interfere in America during his State of the Union address. You know, part of that to be the Monroe Doctrine. Interesting, and I did pick it out for a particular reason. Look what's going on in our hemisphere. President Monroe proclaimed neutrality in future European conflicts. How well has that worked out? He also warned the European powers not to interfere in America. And America got extended all the way down to the tip of South America. So, I completely forgot when I was putting things together, in particular, my quotes of the day, that this was the date of the Monroe Doctrine. And I thought, well, you know what? I don't recall doing any quote dealing with James Monroe in the past. I should have done one. My bad. But to make up for it, I'm adding a second quote of the day. Preparation for war is a constant stimulus to suspicion and ill will. Preparation for war is a constant stimulus to suspicion and ill will. James Monroe. Of the President Monroe. So obviously that quote deals with a lot that's going on dealing with the United States right now. I have tried my best to keep my eyes and ears open on this whole thing dealing with Venezuela. I would have brought it up yesterday, but the whole thing that came down with the so-called replacement for MCAS, to me, that's local. We can take care of it. That time it will reappear its ugly head, and we'll get into it again down the road. The Venezuela thing, well, I had a sneaking suspicion that it could hold over a day, and quite frankly, it allowed me to get some other stuff together to bring up into our conversation today. By the way, if you'd like to get on board, the number here is 508-996-0500. Let's start this way. Let's go back a week or two when there were Democratic Congress people and senators, six all total, veterans of the military or the intelligence community, that came out with a pretty, you know, you call it what you want, a pretty sustaining quote. It was rather lengthy. I'm just going to play a bit of it right here.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
There were mixed opinions about what happened. Quite a few people called me and flat out stated that the president gave an order and that they should obey the order. And I said, well, wait a minute. What's the sense in having this uniform code that says that you must follow lawful orders, but not unlawful orders? And most people said, well, how do you know what's an unlawful order? Which I think makes sense, but sometimes you can tell what is and what is not. Okay. So I think that discussion went, you know, if I were taking votes, most people voted against my thought process and were saying, look, you should follow what the president says. That was before we learned about the double tap. The double tap in this particular case, and it's interesting that the double tap came up and this whole thing dealing with the Uniform Code of Military Justice, you know, kind of combined. It made me think, did the Congress people in that video, did they have knowledge about the double tap? And that's the reason that they decided to make this particular video. Here's why. Originally, and I'm going to take you back 2 months. In fact, 2 months ago today. No, 3 months ago today. Today's December. So that'd be November, October, September. Sometime around Labor Day weekend, when the United States used drone attacks against a Venezuelan boat, our government, our federal government, states that the people on that boat were running drugs to the United States. No proof, but that's the statement that they gave. And apparently, Pete Hegseth, the war secretary He was in on the planning. I mean, he boasted about it. Remember? Maybe you don't remember. I remember. He boasted about being a part of the planning. He watched live as the boat was blown up. He was, you know, he was high-fiving folks and having a grand old time. He gave the order, kill everybody. Well, now let's fast forward to where we are today. Because what we have found out over the past few days is that back in September, there was the order to basically shoot to kill. The drone attack happened. The boat blew up. Whether or not there are drugs on the boat, that's anybody's guess. But a couple of people survived. And then there was another attack to finish off the two survivors. I don't write the uniform code of military justice. I don't write the stuff that the United Nations puts out. But within the uniform code of military justice, an example that they give of what would be an unlawful order, or more to the point, what would be a war crime, is if there's a boat that blows up, and instead of rescuing the people, you turn around and take another kill shot, hence the term double tap. Now, I don't know if I want to call it a war crime or just out-and-out murder, but it is something that apparently is not legal. Now, we're talking about six Democratic senators and congresspeople, folks that served in intelligence, folks that served in the military. All six of them have come out and stated that if you are in the military, you do not have to follow an unlawful order. From what we can see and what we know right now, face value, a double tap is an unlawful order. Whether Pete Hegseth gave it or Admiral Bradley just decided, well, what the hell? I'm going to do it anyway. It's still unlawful. Again, I don't make up the rules. I can understand why that is a rule. I don't make up the rules. And so now, what do we see from our government? In particular, you know, where's that statement? I got it right here. Dun, 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 dun. The statement from Petey Heggie. He put this out the other day. Yesterday, today. Let's make one thing crystal clear. Admiral Mitch Bradley is an American hero, a true professional, and has my 100% support. That should tell you something right there. I stand by him and the combat decisions he has made on September 2 on that particular mission, and all others since. America is fortunate to have such men protecting us. When the Department of War says we have the backs of our warriors, we mean it. Couple of things. Why would Pete Hegseth think that he would need to put out such a statement? If everything is lawful and legal, if everything is lawful and legal, and maybe he forgot that he's on camera, he's on video, hooping it up after the September 2nd kills. So if that's the case, why does he have to all of a sudden stick up for Admiral Bradley? I mean, Bradley was following orders, wasn't he? I mean, he comes by and he says, he said it. He said it. He gave the order to kill. Now, we can sit here and debate, did he give two orders, you know, in other words, go back and finish him off or not. I'm not sure that it matters. But Pete is covering his ass right now. Because if he can blame the admiral, well then, when the admiral goes, you know, because the admiral is going to have to meet with Congress under oath about this. He is going to have, the admiral's going to have to do one of two things. I'm sitting here and I'm telling you, I don't know if Pete gave another order or not. The admiral has to make a decision. When he speaks under oath in front of Congress, he's got to make a decision. Is he going to say exactly what happened, or is he going to make up something? Is he going to take the hit for the administration, or is he going to say, hey, this is what they told me to do? We're talking about a decorated admiral. We're talking about a decorated SEAL who's got retirement to think about and all that. And I bring this up because I sit here as someone who remembers back in 1973 and 1974 when the Watergate plumbers had to give their testimony. Some tried to lie, others did not. So it's a decision that this admiral has to be mulling, because he's got to know by now he is going to be going in front of Congress. And by the time he gets in front of Congress, a couple of things. It could be after the midterm election. It might be before the midterms. But I'll tell you what, if it's before, let's go afterwards. If it's afterwards, it could be a Democratic-controlled Congress. That's one thing. If it's before, every Republican has to be on their P's and Q's if they want to get reelected. So I don't know what the admiral's going to do. I don't know what Petey's going to do here. Because quite frankly, there's enough video. I can go to YouTube and look at it over and over again. Don't you think members of Congress can do the same thing? All right, let's hear from you. 508-996-0500. Thank you and good evening.
Good morning, Mr. Bryan. How you doing? Good evening, Mr. Bryan. How you doing?
I'm winging my wang.
Well, I'm an honorably discharged United States Air Force veteran. What people have to understand is when you volunteer to join the military, you raise your right hand. You don't take an oath to the president. You take an oath to the Constitution. That's for openers, and that's very, very important. You agree to abide by the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and you're informed that if you commit a crime, you're subject to the military, Uniform Code of Military Justice, and if you commit a crime in the secular arena, you're subject to that also. Okay? So I think that this guy is guilty.
Which guy?
The admiral.
Okay.
He's guilty. Even if he was asked to do this by Hesketh, he's still guilty. I think Hesketh is pushing it all toward the admiral to try to escape his own violation of law and the war crime that could be tagged to him. And now they're all joining forces like, well, this is got to be the way to stop the drug trade. And by the way, how many of those boats actually come to the United States? They don't come to the United States. They go to the little islands and it gets transferred by plane, et cetera. Shouldn't those countries be the ones bombing them and not us? You know, how can they prove that, and there's no, they never show us the evidence that these are drug boats to begin with. And that's a problem. Even if they are, you know, the idea is they're not landing in the United States. They're landing in Dominican Republic. They're getting flown into the United States, possibly, or through Mexico, the various ways that they bring drugs into the United States. I understand the effort that this administration is trying to do regarding that, but this is so far out of hand and unclear, and that's a problem. And I think both Heskis and the Admiral are going to have a problem.
Well, as a former military person, do you think that they should volunteer their resignation, or should they wait it all out?
I think in this current scenario, in this administration, I think the American public should be able to scrutinize every little detail of what they're doing regarding all this with Venezuela. I'm of the opinion that what he's trying to do, this administration, is gain control over the oil reserves in Venezuela. That's the ultimate goal. You know, this idea that we're declaring war on Venezuela because of the drug trade, why don't they go and go after Brazil? Why don't they go after Colombia? Why don't they go after China? All the areas of concern that everybody in the world knows about. And I have a grave mistrust, put it that way, of this administration in everything they do. I don't think there's a person in his administration that can govern anything. They're all unqualified, and they shouldn't be there. They won the election. Elections have consequences, and this is what we got.
Gotcha, man. Thank you for your call.
Okay. Yeah, let me hang up first, please.
I'll let you hang up first, by all means. 508-996-0500. We continue. Hello.
Hey, Brian. How
hey,
you
Brian.
Doing?
Brian,
yeah,
is.
You're missing out a major story.
Let me hear it.
Can you hear me, Brian?
I'm listening.
Yeah, the AI bubble on Wall Street.
Oh, I didn't miss it.
You know, there's a Harvard economist. I can't remember his name, but recently he said that the U.S. economy, GDP, is basically flatlined. And the only thing that's making the U.S. economy look far more robust than what it is AI. And the billions and billions of dollars that are going into AI. I call it the AI casino. And some of these AI companies, these startups, they're saying is we're trying to get as much money from speculators and those investing. We want to get ahead of it, so we're going to just gamble all of these millions and billions of dollars just to be first. That's like putting a bet on a horse. You don't know if it's the winning horse, but you go all in and then it's bust.
And, I mean, I think that we saw the same thing with the dot-com bubble. I do believe
in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I do believe in this particular case that AI is going to flourish.
It is. But it's the number of companies and startups, which the venture capitalists, they get all, you know, the money from obviously investors and people with hedge funds and 401ks, but they're all betting on which is going to be the leading horse. And we don't know. I mean, you can look over Wall Street over the years. I mean, you can even go back to RCA in the early 1900s.
What you're talking about.
In the 1920s, in the heyday.
What you're talking about is what makes the stock market the stock market. Who's going to win? Who can outlast the other? And I think this is, look, it's their money if that's what they want to throw their bucks in on.
But that's not my point, Brian. My point is that we're putting all our eggs in one basket.
Who is?
You know, they keep talking about diversification, but we're putting all of that, as a country, our resources into AI, and if this bubble happens, it's going to send the economy into a tailspin.
Well, where is it now?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, our growth
Brian. I'm talking about the economy. It's already in the tailspin.
It's under 2% GDP. It's anemic. It's running on fumes.
To me, that's a tailspin.
Maybe Donald Trump is using this whole thing in Venezuela and Maduro, you know, as a diversion. So
yes.
you keep your eye on
yes.
that ball, Brian.
Yes. Yeah, no, I've brought that up before. Nobody wants to believe it, but yes, I think a lot of what's going on, whether we can take it back to Gaza, a lot of what's going on is to make you not think about the economy here in the United States, because the United States economy also rules the world economy.
Well, it's the U.S. dollar's been the world reserve currency since World War II under FDR. But let me just say, with this whole thing with Maduro, this is over oil. No different than Papa Bush and Desert Storm when he lied about Saddam Hussein and sending missiles into hospitals and children were dying. And then it comes to find out that Papa Bush was paying an actress to go in with crocodile tears and see that she was in the hospital when that happened. Comes to find out it was a lie. And then fast forward to 9/11, where his son, George W. Bush, said that Saddam Hussein was the mastermind. And then we went in there, and it was all also about oil. And guess who bought a lot of that oil? That when after we went in there after 9/11 and took out Saddam, the Chinese, they bought up a lot of that oil in Iraq. It's all about oil. It's not about
yeah,
drugs.
Yeah, I don't think it's about drugs. I think Maduro has, you know, he's publicly stated that he would work out deals with the United States for the oil. I don't think it's about the oil. I think it's about getting him. Let me rephrase
it's
that.
About the oil.
No, no, no.
You know why
it's
that,
it's
Brian?
It's just part. I'm telling you why it's not. Okay.
When I'm telling you, remember.
Okay, but no, I heard you. What I'm telling you is, Maduro has already stated that he would make a deal on the oil. The United States can have the oil. He has stated that multiple times, but the United States isn't listening, or the Trump administration isn't listening to that. So if it's not, if you think it's about the oil, Maduro is offering the oil and the United States is saying, no, they want more. I'm not saying they don't want the oil or that they won't take the oil, but they want more. They want to displace Maduro. Now, let's face it. Another person won the election, but should it be the United States that comes in playing King Kong to make a decision about who should be the head of Venezuela? And if we do it for Venezuela, how many other countries are we going to do it to? How many more, maybe, would be a better question. 508-996-0500 is how you get onto the program today. And I wasn't even going down that particular road, but Maduro does play a key factor in this whole thing dealing with Venezuela and the bombing of the boats and the kill order that was given. Again, the original reports, Pete Hegseth, he was bragging about it. He was bragging about September 2nd and what the United States did with the drone strikes. Now, all of a sudden, he's not bragging. His statement from yesterday. Let's make one thing crystal clear. Admiral Mitch Bradley is an American hero, a true professional, and has my 100% support. I stand by him and the combat decisions he has made on September 2, that mission, and all others since. So, this is what Pete is doing. Pete is throwing Admiral Bradley under the bus. He is saying, I give you my support. I stand by the decisions you made. Well, I'll tell you what. We better have some hot buttered popcorn on the day that Admiral Bradley has to speak in front of Congress to hear what he has to say. Because One way or the other, we're going to find out. I mean, he might take the hit. I don't know. And he might deserve to take the hit. As a previous caller stated, by finishing off the two people that were in the water, that's a war crime. Or so they say. I don't make up the war crime rules, but that is considered a war crime. Certainly considered illegal. So, Pete knew. Remember, nobody was really talking about the double hit until, what, a week ago. Now, all of a sudden, it's big news. And furthermore, when the six congresspeople came out stating that military professionals do not have to follow an unlawful order, and the president came out and basically ordered a hit, what's that telling you? Notice the president isn't really talking much right now. I don't blame him. Because what happens if it goes all the way back? Remember Watergate? No, we didn't think Nixon was involved. All the president's men kept it away until it just couldn't be kept away from the president any longer. Now, I'm not saying that Donald Trump initiated the order. I'm just saying that's what we found out in the 1970s, basically about 50 years ago. That's what we found out. So it should be interesting to see where we go right now. Right now, Pete Hegseth is, you know what? He is looking like a bum. He is a bum for basically throwing one of your top admirals, a decorated admiral, under the bus.
Presidentially designated narco-terrorist groups are subject to lethal targeting in accordance with the laws of war.
When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty.
This is WBSM.
Stratego. A strategy game from Milton Bradley.
You know, most people are not business owners, but just about everybody knows one. The dirty little secret is most owners don't qualify for a bank loan because they lack collateral. At legitimate business funders, owners can get up to $2 million in funding with no collateral, even with a low credit score. And they can get that funding in a couple of days. Find legitimate business funders online at legitimatebusinessfunders.com. Legitimatebusinessfunders.com.
Back to Brian's Beat.
President Trump and Secretary Hegseth have made it clear that presidentially designated narco-terrorist groups are subject to lethal targeting in accordance with the laws of war.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
Yeah, the president and the vice president said this, Caroline Leavitt, but the law doesn't agree with you. 508-996-0500. Defense Secretary Hegseth cited the fog of war in defending a follow-up strike on people we're not even sure had drugs on the boat. And even if they did, we're not sure that the boat was headed to the United States. Pete, why don't you just type up the letter right now, send it in. Mr. President, it was a pleasure to serve. I'm going to go back to Fox News. 508-996-0500. Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Hey, why are you getting all worked up? We bombed Somalia already 100 plus times this year. We bomb stuff, Brian Thomas.
Yes, we do. Doesn't make me happy. Great, but
the war on terror is great, man. All you got to do is label somebody a something terrorist. Whether it's domestic
terrorism. That's right.
They're
narco-terrorism.
Terrorism.
You're right. But you know what?
You know what?
Congress did not declare this.
We don't need Congress, man. They're just there for show.
Oh, but you know what? Congress is up for re-election.
They just didn't make the stink we have.
They are up for re-election. They care now.
It's all a big WWE reality show. How come people didn't care when Obama was drone striking about illegal orders or about what's going on in Somalia, about soldiers getting forced to take the jibber-jabber? It's all a circus sideshow, man. We're falling for it. It's epic what's happening. We truly are living in some epic times.
We are definitely living in epic times. Yeah, I will agree with that.
Peace.
That's it. Okay. Thank you much. I do appreciate the call. We are, you know, we're the people that were, well, of course, they were carrying drugs. We needed, now that you know that there was a double take, you're doing a double take. It's amazing. You know, if the Admiral gets away with this, if the Secretary of War gets away with this, then it meanders up to the Vice President and the President. I don't think that you're going to get Donald Trump on this, and I'm not asking that you get Donald Trump on this, but you know what? J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth, they haven't done much. Pete's a boaster. Pete needs to go back to Fox TV and be a yakker. Anyway, if you'd like to comment, I know you're seeing this. He is a classic a-hole, Hegseth. This is what he's doing. He is throwing a decorated admiral under the bus in front of our face. Let me make one thing crystal clear. Admiral Mitch Bradley is an American hero, a true professional, and has my 100% support. Why does he need your support, Pete? Was he not following your order? I stand by him and the combat decisions he has made on the September 2 mission and all others since. And this is how Hegseth ended this social media piece. America is fortunate to have such men protecting us. When the Department of War says we have the backs of our warriors, we mean it. Do you think the Admiral feels like you've got his back? Are you that dense? My goodness. And so I come back to where I was with this, dealing with the six Democrats that basically put their neck on the line, that they mentioned their name. They said where they served. And then they made a statement that comes directly out of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. What I find amazing is, Petey Heggie. Petey Heggie has the Justice Department and the military looking to see what they can do about one of the senators, the senator from Arizona, because I guess he is still a part of the military, or he could be re-entered into the military. And if that happens, then they could throw down a court martial. Here's the problem. Here's the problem as I see it. You've got Pete Hegseth getting the military to look at the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And the piece that the six congresspeople used comes from that code. So, Petey, how are you going to pull this off? How are you going to make it stick? How are you going to make it work? Because, quite frankly, I don't see it. Now, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm certainly not in the military code of law. But it seems to be right there in black and white. Now, my guess is, you know, they will look, and by now, Pete knows that he really can't do anything to Senator Mark, and I'm sorry, I'm shy on his last name. But that stated, it's going to, you know, what they hope, what Hegseth, what the president, what the vice president, what they're hoping is that this blows over. And I can tell you, here we are, the end of 2025, with a major election off year. What do you want to call it? Midterm election coming up in November of 2026. You don't think this is going to stick like flypaper? You got to be kidding me. And the economy is going the way that it, oh man. Not looking good. Once again, if you didn't hear this, listen to what the, you know, I hate to say it, the Democrats, listen to what they are saying. And you don't have to believe me. My guess is Mr. McCarthy, the guy who's on from 9 to noon, he knows what the Uniform Code of Military Justice is. He can tell you if these lawmakers are indeed spewing the truth or not. And I'm curious, I don't get to hear Chris that often, but I'm wondering what he is thinking of Pete throwing a decorated admiral under the bus. Because no matter how you look at it, you know, Pete could have taken the hit or he could have just kept his mouth shut. But it's difficult for him to keep his mouth shut because of the fact that look what he was doing on September 2nd and September 3rd. Boasting about the hit on that boat. And whether he said anything about a double tap at that particular time, he had to know about it because he was saying he was part of the whole planning. He was right there. It's almost like he was buddy-buddy with the admiral. Anyway, listen to what the six Democrats stated less than a month ago. And hear their words and tell me if you think there's sedition here. Again, it sounds to me like they are following the code. Your thoughts.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
Did you hear anything incorrect, unlawful from any of those representatives? I didn't. I could be wrong. I don't think so. And I think that the president and company, they're trying their best to, you know, this is like Epstein, but on steroids. It's just a matter of when the hearings are going to be held. And if the Republicans don't hold hearings before the election, you can be sure the Democrats are going to be shouting from the roofs about that.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised.
WBSM.
You can trust your car to the man who wears the star. The big, bright Texaco
car. I can't answer your call right now, but it is important to me.
That won't happen at Low Cost Air. When you dial 800-221-6085, a real person answers and helps you find your best airfares, foreign and domestic. Your choice. Automation.
Please leave a message with your name and number.
Or a real person. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's beat.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hart, a self-made millionaire. He's quite a guy. This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself.
Now, this is about many things. This is a country that allowed their prisons to be emptied into our country. To me, that would be almost number one, because
we
have other countries. Look, Mexico has been very bad to us in terms of drugs, okay? Very bad.
I love how he just skips over Nora's question. Don't have to blow up the boat. Mexico? Oh, what can you say? What can you do? Seems like it's getting a little bit warmer, although the rain is still coming down. It was 44 in Bourne at the top of the hour, 48 right now, 41 in Assonet, 48 in New